This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
Well, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the most evil, bloodthirsty, child-murdering demons to ever hold a position of power in the Supreme Court. Her death has now activated the lunatic, hate-filled, anti-human, bloodthirsty demon fighters of the left. And you're going to see an escalation now, the likes of which we've never witnessed before in the history of our country, with Ocasio-Cortez now saying that Democrats need to get, quote, radicalized and take to the streets to fight against this. Gosh, I thought they were already radicalized, but apparently not radicalized enough, because AOC wants them even more radicalized so that they can do things like threaten to burn down the homes of GOP senators. This is what they're going to do next. They're going to start doxing those senators who might be voting to confirm a new Supreme Court justice, and they're going to be rioting outside their homes and probably trying to kill them like they recently tried to kill Senator Rand Paul. So you can count on the radical left to push maximum violence, terrorism, arson, threats, bullying, anything it takes, because they don't want to give up their, quote, right to murder their own babies. This is how bloodthirsty the left is. They are so wicked, so evil, that they have to have their blood. If they don't get their blood and don't have the right to murder their own children, then they want to murder you. They want to murder anybody who stood in their way of allowing them to murder their own babies. And by the way, it should be obvious by now, but the only, quote, people who could do this are not human. Many Democrats have crossed that threshold. They are no longer human beings. Because to be human, to qualify as human, you actually have to have some kind of human empathy. Empathy, compassion for other human beings. A real human being couldn't slice the neck of a baby being born in a partial birth abortion, you know. They take a scalpel and they slice the neck. They sever the spine from the brainstem. It's called a partial birth abortion. Ruth Bader Ginsburg absolutely endorsed that. But no human being could endorse such a thing. You have to be anti-human. You have to be literally possessed by demons in order to do that. And that's why the people who work at Planned Parenthood centers are subhuman demons. And it's why the supporters of abortion and the supporters of Ginsburg are, by and large, subhuman demons. They are not human. So just remember this if you ever have to engage them in the streets, if they're attacking you and you are forced to defend yourself. And by the way, it is a basic principle under the Constitution, even under the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law. It's a principle of our country that every living human being deserves the same protection under the law, which means that it is wrong to murder a human being. Any human being, whether black or white or old or young, even an unborn human being, must be protected by the rule of law, or we don't have equal protection, do we? We don't really have a nation of laws if the law doesn't protect the most innocent and most helpless among us, who are unborn children. But those are the very people that Ruth Bader Ginsburg targeted with her campaign of violence against children, the mass murder of innocent, helpless, defenseless human babies, who are not armed, by the way. You know how the left-wing media always likes to say, well, oh, Kyle Rittenhouse shot protesters who were not armed. Actually, they were armed. One of them had a pistol. One of them was attacking with a skateboard. They were armed. But babies are not armed. And you don't hear the left-wing media saying, why are Planned Parenthood murderers attacking unarmed, innocent babies who have done nothing wrong? Nothing wrong. So you can expect more of this demonism to come out. I think we're actually approaching a time here when you are going to see goblins and demons on the streets in plain sight with your naked eye. You're going to see goblin creatures running around trying to protest the Supreme Court confirmation hearings. You're going to see a level of darkness come out and emerge into this realm that you have never witnessed before. It's going to be absolutely shocking because the mask is coming off. The demons are coming out. The portals are opened. The darkness is attempting to take control over our country. And this, at this moment, when finally one demon beast, Ginsburg, has been banished from this realm and is now in hell, being aborted over and over and over again for eternity, suffering the pain and the torment and the screaming that she inflicted upon millions of other innocent lives. That is her fate. She has chosen that. She can no longer harm us in this realm because she is now in the realm of hell, where she is being tortured for her immorality. But there are other demon creatures who are here in this realm. They do exist on this plane of existence, and they want to murder you. And many of them are Democrats, such as Ocasio-Cortez, for example, or Rashid Tlaib, if that's how we pronounce her demon name. Ilhan Omar, an actual demon in human form. Nancy Pelosi. These are not human beings. These are demon-infested, subhuman creatures who have gained a tremendous amount of power, and they intend to use their demon power to destroy humanity. This is why they are pro-abortion. This is why they love to take away your right to self-defense. They're anti-Second Amendment. They're anti-freedom. They're anti-free speech. They love killing humans, and especially the most innocent humans. And many of these subhuman creatures do, in fact, harvest the blood of innocent humans, and they do feed off the adrenochrome. This is part of their diet. It's a vampire system, almost. And they use their occult powers to try to destroy God and the church and Christians, to try to destroy reason, to destroy logic, to destroy the rule of law. They try to destroy innocence. This is why they promote LGBT, transgenderism, chemical castration of children, genital mutilation of children, all of these things. They promote Democrats, leftists, demons. And they are going to try to cheat and lie and steal and rig their way into power in this election. And it is up to the rest of us to stop them. You are in the fight of your life. Actually, you're in a fight beyond just your life. You're in an eternal fight here, or a fight for eternal consequences, I should say. We must defeat evil now. We must take a stand now to defeat evil on this plane of existence and to defeat evil beyond this realm, to reclaim this planet for Jesus Christ and God, and to reclaim this planet for humanity, which is that same process. We must stand together and defend humanity against these murderous, bloodlust, left-wing lunatics, these Democrats like Ginsburg. And there's another one like Sotomayor on the bench right now, another bloodlust left-wing demon wearing robes, which happen to be very fitting for her, as she is a horrible demon creature who sits on the bench. And they will not stop until they destroy everything, so we must stop them before they manage to achieve that. So some of the things that you can do is put a Trump sign in your yard, vote for Trump, tell people why you're voting for Trump, denounce infanticide, post-birth abortions, partial birth abortions, denounce the killing of children, denounce the transgenderism, child abuse, the child sex trafficking that Democrats engage in, denounce the Democrat Party, which is nothing but demon rats, and denounce their shock troops, their Antifa militant extremists, their Black Lives Matter shock troops. Denounce them and be prepared to defend yourself against them. This will be required. You may have to engage them as they try to attack suburbia, or try to attack rural America, or they try to attack and kill the president. You may have to defend yourself against these demons. And there are two ways to do that. Number one, you pray to God for protection. You pray for protection, and you have an AR-15. And you know how to use it, because you have to defend yourself in the physical realm as well as the spiritual realm. So pray to God and pass the ammo mags. You know, that's the answer. And by the way, if you want practical solutions on this, go to my new website, prepwithmike.com. I have over a dozen videos there with how-to solutions for how to use a rifle effectively in self-defense in legal and lawful ways, how to sight in your rifle. What's the best choice of rifle for women, for example? Long-range shooting, short-range shooting, medium-range shooting. All of these skills, how to label your rifle magazines with electrical tape to represent the different types of bullets that you have loaded in the magazines, you know, the cartridges. How to clean and lubricate your firearms with coconut oil, things like that. This is coming because the radical left is going to explode into violence and lunacy, chaos, and just in-your-face demonism. You are about to see a level of darkness and hellish creatures walking this earth that you've never seen before, because this fight has become a supernatural fight. And you and I are on the side of life, the side of liberty, and the side of God, the side of light and warmth. The Democrats are on the side of death, demonism, suffering, pain, destruction, evil, hatred, bigotry, deception, and lies. That's who they are. And they must be destroyed for Earth to be a planet that is worth living on as a free Christian, a free human being. So it is time to destroy the Democrats politically to stop them from ever rising to power ever again. And I urge you to start preparing right now more than ever before. Prepare to defend your life, to defend humanity against those who are seeking to destroy it. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, as well as brighteon.com. And you can join my social media conversations. I'm on brighteon.social, the new Twitter alternative, brighteon.social. Join up. It's free. My username there is @HealthRanger. I look forward to hearing from you on brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Get ready. It's all coming down.